Hi, this is Kelly King. I will never forget the day I told my church family that I had accepted Christ as my Savior. I was pretty young, but my enthusiasm for my new relationship with Christ was unbridled. I had learned a new song at church, and I wasn't afraid of singing it at the top of my lungs in the front yard. Well, it's not a new song now. This was kind of back in the 60s. Maybe you'll remember the song, "I'll Tell the World That I'm a Christian." I'll spare you my singing, but the words say, "I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian. I'm not ashamed his name to bear. I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian. I'll take him with me everywhere." I was kind of the combined Beth Moore, Sandy Patty, and Corey Ten Boom, all wrapped up into one. And if you get that picture, that's the enthusiasm I had for telling the world about Jesus. But somehow over the years, the commitment to never stop proclaiming Christ seemed a little more difficult. Just a few years later, when I was in fifth grade, I'd written this poem in English, and I had mentioned God and making the leaves. It must have been fall at the time, and the teacher selected my poem to read to the rest of the class. When the class heard my words expressing God's beautiful creation, I heard snickers surrounding me. Being a Christian was not cool in fifth grade. In one instant, my theme of telling the world I was a Christian became, "Only tell people if they will accept you." I wish I could say that I have totally gotten over that circumstance. Oh, I can still be bold in my witness for Christ, and I love to share God's word and proclaim him as Lord. But I can also honestly say there have been many times I've been cautious to share my faith when I'm around people that might look down on me. And even more tragic, instead of saying something about Christ, how many times do I just sit in silence and say nothing? When others are ridiculing Christians, do I talk the big talk just around my Christian cronies, or do I take the stand that's not always popular? What about you? If you're a believer, have you considered the fact that we are all called to never stop proclaiming Christ? Will you have the courage to share the good news with those who will not only someday die, but they will perish if they do not have a personal relationship with Jesus? May we be like Paul, who said to the Philippians, "I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death." Let's never stop proclaiming the good news.